From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. It appears we've had a strong rebound in the housing market. Existing home sales jumped 9.4% last month. The new data comes from the National Association of Realtors. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
The Realtors Association credits new buyers with driving sales. An $8,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers is set to expire at the end of next month, and some are rushing to take advantage of it. The report shows home prices are still weak. The average sale price fell 8.5% in September. And that has economist Robert Dye with the PNC Financial Services Group worried about what will happen if the first-time buyer tax credit is allowed to expire.
In the absence of this incentive, that soft floor under housing right now looks even softer.
The National Association of Realtors is lobbying to have the tax credit extended through the middle of next year. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says NATO allies are closer to sending more troops and civilian support to Afghanistan. At a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Slovakia today, Gates said he was heartened by the alliance's commitment to the war effort. By the end of the year, there'll be more than 100,000 coalition troops, two-thirds of them American. President Obama is considering his commander's request to send tens of thousands more U.S. troops to Afghanistan. European support behind the U.S.'s new missile defense shield is growing, especially in the face of a growing nuclear threat by Iran. The Czech Republic has joined Poland in endorsing the system, which focuses on short- and medium-range missiles. They initially were upset the Bush-era version targeting long-range missiles was shelved. They wanted protection from Russia. In Pakistan, an anti-tank missile has killed at least 8 in the tribal areas, while an explosion in Peshawar outside a restaurant in a residential area injured 15 people. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more on the violence shaking Pakistan.
Local media report that a bus carrying a wedding party struck an anti-tank mine on the road in the agency of Momand. Momand is part of Pakistan's restive federally administered tribal areas, or Fatah, which have been racked by violent insurgents. The military and Taliban militants are locked in intense fighting in the Fatah agency of South Waziristan, where the army reported today that advancing troops killed 30 fighters and lost 2 soldiers. A suicide bomber killed 7 at an Air Force installation 30 miles outside the capital. The aeronautical complex at Kamra is the country's major Air Force maintenance and research hub. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
On Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 70 points at 10,011. NASDAQ up 2 at 2167. This is NPR. Federal investigators are trying to determine why pilots of a Northwest Airlines jet overshot Minneapolis by 150 miles Wednesday night. Doug Church of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association says air controllers also did not get an immediate response from the pilots.
4 different controllers handling different chunks of airspace, handling that flight as it passed on their scopes, trying to raise the pilots to get their attention to switch frequencies and be more in contact with them, and all of those attempts were unsuccessful.
Authorities say one factor they're investigating is whether the pilots had fallen asleep. Microsoft says its profits and sales over the past quarter were down compared to the same period last year, but the report still exceeded analysts' expectations, triggering a rally in the software giant stock. NPR's Craig Windham reports.
Microsoft says its sales were down 14% in the past quarter, the third straight quarterly decline. The company's profits fell 18%, in part because the firm deferred revenue from Windows Vista sales to allow people buying PCs over the summer to get free upgrades to Microsoft's new operating system, Windows 7, which was unveiled this week to positive reviews. If the deferred Windows revenue had been counted, Microsoft's earnings would have increased 8% compared to last year's numbers. The software giant has been cutting costs recently in the face of slumping PC sales, but analysts say there are indications that computer sales will rebound next year. Craig Windham, NPR News.
An update from Wall Street. Dow's now down 69 points at 10,012. NASDAQ up 2 at 2167. S&P 500 down 9 at 1084. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.